It is Jeremy Scott, and this week we're sitting down and talking with Eric Jerkovic. He is the superintendent of West Holmes Schools. And Eric, this might be your first year on the job, but you're not thinking about your first year. You're thinking about 5 years in advance, specifically that 5-year long-range plan.
Yes, we've met with the Ohio School Boards Association last week. Our design team, which is made up of 7 members, and kind of started thinking and planning that out. The first step is to get a core team together of about 30 to 35 community members. So that would be our stakeholders, some teachers, parents, business leaders. So we kind of have put that list together, and we will be mailing out invitations here probably within the next couple weeks. Our first official meeting is in February, so we have four meetings scheduled at this point. And then once that core committee gets together, then we talk about the where we want to take the district in the next 3 to 5 years, whether it's finances, curriculum wise, facilities, and then any community engagement pieces that we want to do, get our goals and objectives set out, and then our action plans as to how we will monitor and meet all of those expectations.
And with so many stakeholders at play, I'm curious, how much input is yours and how much input is theirs? Can you really put a ratio to that?
Really can't. OSBA kind of gave us a number, and then they said, you know, as a core group, as far as a lot of people making decisions and giving suggestions, let's keep the number around 30 to 35. That gives you then the opportunity to break people into about 5 or 6 when you're thinking of groups and analyzing the district and where we want to go, rather than having a room of 50 to 60 people that, you know, understand that their decision may not be the one that we go with, but less is better at this point.
This is obviously a plan that can't be formulated overnight. It'll take some time. When do you hope to have the first draft of it done? And for that matter, when do you hope to present it to the Board of Education?
We're hoping to get everything finalized in May and then present it in May or June to the Board of Education. We actually have 2 board members that are on the design team, but then all 5 board members will be part of the core team. So then they'll get an idea of what the community and the stakeholders are thinking. Then once we get it officially approved then by the board, then that makes it official, and I hope to roll it out to the staff in August. And then this will be our guideline for making some decisions and moving on in the future.
Should be a good roadmap for you. We're into the second half of the school year. Any district-wide activities that you're excited about?
At this point, we're just getting ready. It's hard to believe that we're getting ready for the next school year. We are making decisions curriculum-wise. I know my curriculum director, Brian Boffman, is setting up a plan to meet with some elementary teachers and talk social studies curriculum and where we're at with that. The high school is going to start scheduling. We approved the course guide last month, so they're going to start putting their master schedule together, and we're just going to continue to move forward with looking at things that we think can improve both elementary, middle school, and high school for next year. One of the things that is big within the middle school, we have a robotics club, so there is a robotics class, but we're now making the move to bring Project Lead the Way into the middle school, which is an engineering-based component. So when we start thinking about STEM and science and technology and math, we're going to start at the middle school next year, and then possibly looking at bringing pieces into the high school the following year.
Eric, we'd be remiss in both of our duties if we didn't at least bring up the subject of COVID. It continues to be a problem across many districts. However, every district is dealing with it in different ways, and they're all having varied levels of success with it. So how is West Holmes doing with COVID and, for that matter, absenteeism?
We're staying the course. You know, the CDC has changed a lot of their guidelines once we came back from Christmas. So the quarantining went from 10 days to 5 days, which was, you know, it's a positive there in that aspect. We are still a choice. You have the right to wear a mask, so they get to make that decision. Our numbers spiked when we came back, as we knew they would. I think we hit 18 here. I think we have 18 active cases at this point. But when talking with my school nurse, we understood that when we got back here within this 2 weeks, we would have a spike in cases because of everybody being around. But we are continuing doing the same thing. We feel that having the kids in the building face-to-face is very important for both their academic and their mental health. So we're working on that avenue as well.
Eric Jerkovic, West Holmes Superintendent. Eric, thanks so much for your time. Have a great rest of your school year.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.